Good morning, my friends. I hope with all my heart that this series of 9 prayers, today being the 8th one, is giving you a sense of solidness, compassion, and a sense inside of what Thay calls the energy of prayer. An energy acknowledged and respected in all religious traditions by whatever name or language we acknowledge the presence of this energy of healing, love, and community. By whatever name, this is the energy that creates us and sustains us. Carried is the energy of the endless loop of love and compassion from our hearts to the hearts of that Creator and back and around. We are in this together, all of us and the one to whom we pray. The energy of collective prayer in any tradition matters and can make a deep and true difference. And so I am grateful to find you all here with me as we come towards the end of these 9 prayers. Thank you. And so today we pray for committed awareness and action, even as we pray to be free from attachment and aversion. This would translate into a steady state, a deep awareness of the sources of anger and division within ourselves, and to action in whatever way we may be a part of the healing. So let us sit, finding your comfortable position, that familiar one where the chair supports you, and you know this, where you straighten your spine as you breathe up your spine into your head and down around through your face and the front of your body, releasing whatever muscle tension you find there. And again, taking in that deep, full breath, starting going up your spine and around. Notice your body as it may become heavier and softer through the presence of the breath. And this is what we seek, a soft heart, intention for clear action as part of our prayer. It certainly is human nature, magnified in our present times, to be strongly attached to the outcome we believe is right, and deeply averse to all the obstacles and instruments that prevent that outcome. Many of us would call this injustice, and in that understanding, many who are outside some of the primary teachings of Buddhism misunderstand that Buddhist practice, mindfulness practice, is not a practice that is indifferent. Daido Lori of Zen Mountain Monastery, when I was a student there, said this: "We have a moral obligation, a responsibility to each other, especially to those who are marginalized and targeted with oppression and aggression, to not knowingly add harm, to not knowingly align with harming, and to be in mindful union with them. Be wary of any ideology or politics where cruelty is practiced as a means to an end. The ends do not justify such means, even as we let go of the illusion of control." Just as this is echoed in the Bible in Micah 6:8, "He has made it clear to you what is good and what the Lord is requiring from you, to act with justice, to treasure the Lord's gracious love, and to walk humbly in the company of your God." Each of these expresses the essence of our prayer today for the freedom to not be indifferent. So returning your awareness to to your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Quieting from the words spoken. And repeating silently inside with me. May I be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May he be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May they be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May we be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. You see, attachment and aversion both create self-centeredness. And in that, we become less free to act in the service of justice, peace, and loving kindness. Repeating with me quietly, may I be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May he and she be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May they be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May we be free, may we all be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. It occurred to me one day that those who are committing aggression and hateful violence are just as much in need of prayers for healing as are those who have been so damaged and harmed by them. This was the manifestation, at least in that moment, of the prayer we are praying today. May I be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May they be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. May we be free from attachment and aversion, but not be different. As Mahatma Gandhi put it, the law of love governs the world. Life persists in the face of death. The universe continues in spite of destruction going on. Truth triumphs over untruth. Love conquers hate. I believe this to be true. And so we seek to speak and act in solidarity with non-aggression, with nonviolence, but with inexhaustibly fierce and formidable compassion and commitment to justice and equality. These things are not separate, my friends. May we be free from attachment and aversion, but not be indifferent. Be a lamp, a lifeboat, a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. May I be free from attachment and aversion and not be indifferent. May we all be free from attachment and aversion and not be indifferent. Breathing in and breathing out, the life force generously given to us to carry us out into the world. Around us, the wisdom of taking this kind of action in the service of others. As you go out into the world today, dear friends, no doubt you will have many feelings of attachment and aversion. May we be called to heal wounds, unite what has fallen apart, and bring home those who have lost their way, as Saint Francis prayed. Namaste. Amen.